This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and or all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to go online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to watch us live, you can do so on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. Thank you to Michael Roach over there, my friend. And that channel is growing slowly but surely. That is one of 117 radio affiliates that we have across the country. Thank you again for making us the number one and number two show across the United States of America. We're also broadcasting live into 53 countries as well. I want you to listen to this really, really quickly, friends. By the way, if you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, I just want to say this really quick. If you're on YouTube, go to the Listen Live button on the right. If you're on YouTube right now, go to Listen Live on GCN, and I'm going to play some audio for you. It's important. The radio listeners will hear this. YouTube, we need a connection for that. But with that said, friends, I want you to listen to this. This is Nadia Muhammad. This is another win in Minnesota, and this is the victory speech given. I want you to listen carefully. This is Nadia Muhammad giving a victory speech concerning her win in the state of Minnesota here. Listen carefully.
صدق هلي نادية محمد أو أطر تميسا قلها ديغان كه مغالا دا سن لويس قبل كه منسوطا سن لويس وحا اي ودو ده مغالا دا منيا بوليس او سومالي فرابطان اي كونو شاي نادية محمد كسر و تيفي قنو فرصل
Thank you so much.
Did you hear that, friends? That is Nadia Muhammad. You can go ahead and play a little more of that where she's actually talking, if you don't mind.
Hala sen lus faqa utr simu ya osku sharahay.
What this is.
Niki hada la soo dhaafay isku sharaxay ninka hada booskiisa qaadanayo ay hiilinoyo dadko iso keenoya oo e-vote gareenayaan.
Okay, I just wanted you to hear that really quick, friends. This is another win for Nadia Muhammad. She won her seat here in the city of Minneapolis, St. Paul yesterday, and she gave her victory speech given in Arabic. And just think about this, friends. You've been led to believe that they came to assimilate. And we can see just the opposite is happening here. In what they say, for some reason or another, Americans don't want to believe that they're above the laws of the land, Mustafa Carroll, director from CARE. I don't know. I guess the American people just don't want to believe what they say. They want you to act like they didn't really mean what they said. And folks, look at they're looking to infiltrate 5,000 seats in American government this cycle. And we just had another one win in the state of Minnesota. Oh, by the way, it's not just Minnesota that this is happening to, friends, okay? If you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, It's exactly what's happening in this country. As I shared with you yesterday, friends, I don't care what people are telling you concerning the false prophets and the conservative talking heads. Controlled opposition is what they are. What's happening is countering what they're telling you, okay? And I'm here to blow the trumpet to warn you to flee from the wrath to come, 2 Corinthians 5, Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel 3 as well, because this is what is happening across the United States of America. Now, what's interesting about this is this morning when I seen the video, I actually posted it right away. And after I posted it, I noticed when I was doing my research, I punched in my name to pull up an article that highlights what we're talking about right now, Muslim mosques, military bases in America, they are equivalent to. And I didn't say that, by the way. Tayyip Erdogan did, the Turkish president. He said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. He said it. I didn't. And someone said that Bradley Dean is demonizing the Muslims to unite the right. Folks, you just can't make stupid up, can you? First of all, devils are lawless. They're not there using the law because they want the right results. No, they're lawless, and they act in a lawless fashion because they want hellish results. And that's what the sons of Satan and the sons and daughters of Belial bring forth. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And so what I've seen is them telling me about how I'm demonizing the Muslims. No, I'm not demonizing the Muslims. I'm exposing the Muslims because the CIA-controlled media is not, concerning their crimes against we the people. And the question needs to be laid charge to those that call themselves journalists in the United States of America as to why they're silent on the issues concerning those that are attacking U.S. citizens in the United States of America. And here's another something for you. As I just played this audio from you from Nadia Muhammad, who just won her seat in Minneapolis, she gave her victory speech in Arabic. It shows you that they're not here to assimilate. And assimilate means to basically submit to our ways of life, to resemble who we are as Americans. No, no, friends, what they're doing is they're colonizing in certain areas throughout the United States of America. And once they colonize, then what they do is they vote in their Sharia law representative, and then they begin to take government over little by little. But this is happening subversively. This is against American law. Look at the McCarran Act. Look at the Subversive Act. They have no constitutional authority to be in any seat in the United States of America. I don't care who tells you on the contrary, friends. This is subversive, and it's treason. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Again, as I just shared with you, friends, they put out there that I'm demonizing Muslims to unite the right. I mean, folks, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life. I mean, when a man steals and I call him a thief, am I demonizing the thief with the use of the law? No, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good, Romans 7, and I'm using the law to expose the crime, okay, both biblically and constitutionally, Romans 3:20. Okay, I mean, when a man steals, am I demonizing the theft by calling him a thief? No, I'm calling him out for his crimes against our laws, which preserve our liberties, period. Again, read Romans 3:20. When a man kills, am I demonizing the murderer when I call him out for his crimes against human beings? Absolutely not. But folks, what you have been led to believe are the left in the United States who are going on undealt with concerning law and judgment in this country. It's interesting to note they have the American people believing somehow that when you call people up for their crimes, you're demonizing them. Folks, you better understand who the devil is here, because he needs to bring the light, and he wants you to believe it, that it's darkness, and he wants darkness to be the light, and he wants bitter to be sweet and sweet to be bitter. Folks, the list goes on and on. Isaiah 5:20. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you are so heavenly minded, you are no earthly good. Can you show me that in Scripture? I didn't think so. We'll be talking about that in just a couple minutes here after this segment. I want to continuously go down this road. We have these left-leaning, as they call them, friends. Again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, right? Because when you make reference to the left, you're talking about those that are violating law. Why are they not being dealt with right? Friends, come on, let's think about what's going on here. But what's interesting is they are saying that Bradley Dean is demonizing the Muslims to unite the right. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, friends. I mean, this is as if to suggest when a cop pulls over someone for speeding that he's demonizing the one that broke the law by speeding. Or he breaks into a bank and the bank robber gets dealt with by the cop lawfully. I mean, is the cop actually demonizing the bank robber? Absolutely not. He's enforcing the law. They're called peacekeepers, right? How do you keep the peace? You enforce the law. Folks, that's why we don't have peace in this country anymore, because the commander-in-chief doesn't understand that it's his responsibility to bring about the rule of law that he promised and to bring about justice that guards our liberties, as he promised, to drain the swamp. Which is not folks being drained, it's being stacked. They're not being indicted and charged, they're being promoted. Open up your eyes. The opposite of what you're being told by today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and the false prophets in the church in America today, friends, is just the exact opposite as to what's going on. You're not under the blessings in Leviticus 26, 1 through 15, or Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15, America. You are clearly under the curses of God. And if you think that what I'm telling you right now is far-fetched and unscriptural, why don't you do your due diligence and start in Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, and you tell me that that's not what's taking place in this country, because it's exactly what's happening in this country today. And if we want to right the wrongs, then what we do is we love God enough to actually keep His commandments to establish judgment within the gate. But this is what Americans leave off, because they're waiting for someone else to do for them that which God commanded them individually and corporately to do. And I'm speaking to the church in America today. Now, I want to highlight this really quick. I just told you that the Turkish president, Tayyip Erdogan, said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. And I'm highlighting right now, folks, just in the state of Minnesota, I posted a brand new video of none other than Nadia Muhammad giving her victory speech in Arabic in Minneapolis. They took another office, friends. And I just want people to understand that this isn't demonizing any group of people. It is highlighting and exposing them for what they mean to do, because, again, they're not here to assimilate. If they're here to assimilate, we are all about it. Wide open arms. Welcome to America, because we're all mutts in one way or another. But those that mean to be subversive, those that mean to commit the act of treason by conquering this country and our government, hijacking our government, they have no lawful standing in doing so. And it's exactly what's happening all across the country. And until we get this right, nothing is going to be right, friends. So let me highlight this. We had actually had Agent John Guandoli, former FBI, on the radio. And since September 11, 2001, John Guandoli had actually shared with the people that his exposition on Islamic terror, he said within American borders, he had brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America. Well, America, just for the record, you have over 737 in 146 different countries, just so you know, okay? So you're reaping what you're sowing. Your sin is catching up to you, Numbers 32:23. Also, go back to Galatians 6:7 when you get a moment. But John Guandoli, former FBI, said Muslims are establishing mosques in America, which is the same thing as military bases. And we see this over in New Zealand. We see this all across the country. We see this in Europe. We see this in Germany. We see this in Sweden, the UK. The list goes on, friends. And what's happening over there should be a huge warning sign to the American people as to what's happening right here. Because what they do is they come into the country, then what they do is they play the victim, and then once they're in, they begin to attack that system of government. And it's exactly what we're seeing here in America today, friends. Again, Mustafa Carroll, care director, Houston, Texas. If we are practicing Muslims, he said, we are above the law of the land. And if you go back to what former FBI John Guandoli said, he said, the mosques in America are a sign of conquering. And he said, and as you know, out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are attempting to dominate. Also keep in mind, since September 11, 2001, just a reminder for those that have not heard, friends, the number of mosques in the United States have jumped up 74%. Okay, that went from 2011, there was 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in the United States with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. I also want you to keep in mind they are coming into America on your tax dollars, because representatives are alluring them in under the guise of something called welfare, which is unconstitutional. Hey, Thessalonians 3:10 tells us if they don't eat, or if they don't work, they don't eat. Okay? That applies to all of us. Welfare is unconstitutional, friends. That's how you destroy a system. Okay? And when you look at welfare in the Constitution, it doesn't mean you take from those that work and give it to those that don't work. Use a little common sense. When we go back, friends, and notice the slow siege going on in the United States of America, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, as I highlighted during the first segment, of course, this comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims, on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, this is how they're selling themselves, but also the advocates of a peaceful religion. Read Judges 5:8 when you get a moment. Okay, keep that in mind. The victims. The religion of peace. They sell themselves as the victims. The religion of peace. You're paying for all of this, friends, and they attack you once they get here. Okay? And they call it the religion of peace after they play the victims. This is totalitarianism, friends. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're perpetuating the crime as they tear down the laws to do so. Okay? When you look at what's going on within the Quran, for example, chapter 2, verse 191, this is what it says. says in their book of peace, okay? And slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until that they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. This is coming from the religion of peace. I guess these are the ones that I'm demonizing to unite the right with. That's what they're saying. Absolutely ridiculous. I'm using the law to expose the criminal to protect the innocent. That is the use of the law, friends. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. The Quran, chapter 3, verse 85. Who desires another religion than Islam is not to be accepted of him. In the next world he shall be among the losers. Quran, chapter 3, verse 28. Let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends, rather than believers, for whoso does, that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming. Okay? It gets better, friends. I'm with you. Quran, chapter 8, verse 12. So confirm the believers, it says. I shall cast into the unbelievers' hearts terror. So smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. This is the religion of peace, friends. Okay? They want you to believe that they're the victims. They're winning office throughout the United States of America, friends. Look what they're saying. Slay the idolaters wherever you find them and take them and confine them and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. The Quran, chapter 9, verse 5. Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them. How they are perverted. The Quran, chapter 9, verse 30. Quran, chapter 9, verse 123. O believers, fight the unbelievers who are near to you and let them find you in your harshness. And you know that God is with the God-fearing. You know, it's interesting. All of their leaders, all of their rabbis, all of their clerics. Isn't it interesting how they always have someone else do their bidding for them? It's like corrupt politicians. They always have innocent people do their fighting, their unconstitutional wars. They do the fighting for them. And people are stupid enough to follow through with this. This is the great wonder of the age, believe me. How one guy can dictate millions. It's incredible to me, but it shows you what man is capable of doing. The Quran, chapter 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water. And by the way, if you look over in Africa, friends, this is exactly what the Muslims are doing to Christians. The Christians are the most persecuted throughout the world, and they rightfully should be, because that's what the Bible tells us is going to happen. Here's Quran, chapter 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. Hey, folks. And Bradley Dean is demonizing the Muslims to unite the right. No, I'm using the law to expose the crime of those that are committing the crimes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Transcripts are being released of veteran diplomat William Taylor's deposition in the House impeachment inquiry against President Trump. In his opening statement to investigators, Taylor says he became increasingly alarmed about efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats. The Senate Aging Committee is looking into scams targeting veterans and how the VA may be able to protect them. Speaking at the Capitol, Democrat Bob Casey of Pennsylvania says he wants to see more effort from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Now, if the VA comes back to us and says, you, the Congress, need to give us more authority, then we should work on that. They say, you, the Congress, needs to give us more appropriations. We'll work on that.
Authorities have taken a suspect into custody in connection with the murders of 9 U.S. citizens in northern Mexico. The victims all had dual U.S.-Mexican citizenship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, welcome back. Folks, I want to get to this in just a couple minutes, and I will, but it is this important that people understand this is happening in America today. Today. We have another win in Minnesota. Nadia Muhammad, she gives her victory speech, given in Arabic. What they do, friends, is they colonize into one particular district or area. Then what they do is they go down to the voting booths and vote in their candidate, their favorite candidate, that will represent Sharia law. It's exactly what's happening. If they were here to assimilate, they wouldn't be wearing their religious garb. They wouldn't be speaking their Arabic language concerning their victory speech in America. They would be looking to assimilate to the ways in which we are accustomed under law. I'm not talking about, hey, folks, I don't expect anybody to submit to the corrupt. Nobody, okay? Nobody wants that. That's good for nobody. But the fact of the matter is you are being beguiled. Just during the break, you heard the CIA-controlled media diverting you away from, again, America, the impeachment process. Okay, and highlighting again scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal from your representatives. America, if you're waiting them to correct themselves, to indict themselves, you're going to be waiting a long time until HE double hockey sticks freezes over, and that just ain't going to happen. You must take responsibility and deal with corruption, because if not, you are going to leave a legacy to your children where you are going to be cursed by them in so many different ways. I was just reading off some of the scriptures in Quran, the religion of peace as it's sold to you. Also keep in mind, friends, this is the same media that told you for 18 years that we were under attack by Muslims. Same thing with corrupt politicians. Now, 18 years later, the media and corrupt politicians are attacking anybody that exposes the crimes of Muslims in the United States of America against Americans at large. If tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You're being lied to, America. Don't forget the fact that there's over 35 jihadi camps in America. And what are you being told on the CIA-controlled media outlet resources, media resources, friends? Oh, you know, the impeachment process and another scandal, and Nancy Pelosi did this, and Donald Trump did this, and, you know, Paul Ryan, look what he's responsible for, and look what Obama did, and look at Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton. They're the most admired people in the folks, they're diverting you from what's really happening. Nothing new under the sun. So, without further ado, I mean not to be laborious, but I need to reiterate it, especially for new listeners. And it's not tedious for me to remind you of what is happening here. I'm blowing the trumpet for you, friends, okay? Here's the religion of peace. Here's the fruit of the religion of peace. Here's a list of Muslim terror attacks in America since 1972. Okay, 1972, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm not going to be able to get through all of these throughout the duration of the show, nor am I going to, because I'm going to highlight something during the next segment here. But I want you to understand that this is happening here today in America. And it's happening because if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, he said, I will also do this unto you, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will even appoint over you terror. Leviticus 26, 13 through 16. Read it. The answer is found in Matthew 3, 2, when you get a moment. Okay? This, again, is just the tip of the iceberg. 10 members of a local mosque phone in a false alarm and then ambush responding police officers, killing one. This is the religion of peace. Okay? Bradley Dean's demonizing the Muslims again to unite the right, said one of these sick-minded communist organizations. Nope, I'm using the law, exposing the criminals. 1973, 01-19, January 1st, 19, Brooklyn, New York, Muslim extremists rob a sporting goods store for weapons, gunning down a police officer who responds to the alarm. 1973, 07-01, Bethesda, Maryland, an Israeli diplomat is gunned down in his driveway by Palestinian terrorists. You can talk to Rashida Tlaib about that, huh, guys? She was the one that wrapped herself in the flag during her victory speech in Michigan. 1973, 10-19, Oakland, California. Nation of Islam terrorists kidnap a couple and nearly decapitate the man while raping and leaving the woman for dead. This is the religion of peace, okay? Heard a guy the other day say, he left a post, he said it doesn't matter what they believe. Oh, how ignorant you are. How ignorant you are. How dummied down you have become. Really? Huh. You don't get involved in politics, you're going to live politics, aren't you? And guess whose politics you're going to live? Those that you refuse to deal with. Because you just thought it was okay that it didn't matter as to what they believe. Read Judges 5:8. War will be within the gate when there's other gods within that gate. That's why you're seeing more and more of this. 1973, 11-25, Oakland, California. A grocer is killed in his store by Nation of Islam, an Islamic terrorist. This is in 1973. 1973, 12-11, a man is killed by Nation of Islam terrorists while using a phone booth. This is in Oakland. Again, 1973, 12-13. They've been working at it for a long time, friends. Oakland, California. A woman is shot to death on the sidewalk by a Nation of Islam terrorist. This is none other than Louis Farrakhan and his organization, which is a CIA operation, just so you know. Okay, they're using them to subvert America. And it's happening because the Americans allow them to do so. 1973, 1220, Oakland, California. Nation of Islam terrorists gunned down an 81-year-old janitor. This is all coming from the religion of peace. The CIA media-controlled media would have you believe. 1973, 1224, Oakland, California. A man is kidnapped, tortured, and decapitated by Nation of Islam terrorists. By the way, for those that think that these people are really bad, just keep in mind, I want to remind you how bad you are. Because this is exactly what said doctors are doing in abortion clinics all day long to innocent babies. Okay? So this is a law unto itself, but it's increasing. Also notice that we have highlighted since 1973 these decapitations in the United States of America. Take notes. Roe versus Wade was in 1973. 60 million babies have been slaughtered in the womb in the United States of America with the approval of the apathetic in the United States of America. That's equivalent to 18 states. Again, just for the record, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Okay? Going to 1974, 0124, Oakland, California, again, five vicious shooting attacks by Nation of Islam terrorists lead three people dead and one paralyzed for life. Three of the victims were women. This all coming to you by the CIA-controlled media as the religion of peace. Okay? 1974-0401, Oakland, California, a Nation of Islam terrorist shoots at two Salvation Army members, killing a man and injuring a woman, coming to you exclusively, folks, from the religion of peace. Okay? Now, for those that say, well, look at the Christians have done, I want to tell you something. Little do you know your history, because Christians aren't guilty of what the devil accuses them of, okay? How many times I hear people say all day long, well, you know, if it wasn't for those hypocritical Christians, you know, there wouldn't be atheists in the world. Well, let me say it this way. Chesterton was right. He said, if there was no God, there would be no atheists, number one, okay? It's a law unto itself. Number two, it's a lack of Christianity. Because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. Know the difference between Christians and those that profess to be Christians. Because there's a lot of goats out there that are trying to bleat like the sheep, and they can't. Because they're nothing but fiend counterfeits. Period. 1977-0309, Washington, D.C. Hanafi Muslims storm three buildings, including Bana Birth, to hold 134 people hostage. At least two innocents were shot and one died. Okay? 1980, a political dissident is shot and killed in front of his home by an Iranian agent who was an American convert to Islam. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And who was calling the shots? Over, who, let me ask you this. Who is Barack Hussein Obama's mama? Valerie, right? Jerry, remember her? Yeah. Guess what she is, friends? Yep, she's Iranian. Again, if they're here to simulate, we're all about it. If not, you're a problem. You're subversive. You must be deported, okay? 1980-08-31, Saval, Illinois, an Iranian student guns down his next-door neighbors, a husband and wife. 1989-11-06, St. Louis, Missouri, a 17-year-old girl is stabbed to death by her parents for bringing dishonor to their family by dating an infidel, a black American. Well, hey, folks, the Bible says all nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are. Acts 17:26. 1993-0125, Langley, Virginia, a Pakistani with Mujahideen ties. I'm sorry, folks, my Arabic is not up to par. But this guy with ties guns down two CIA agents outside of the headquarters. And that was in 93. I missed this. 1990-11-05 in New York City. An Israeli rabbi is shot to death by a Muslim attacker at a hotel. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you how this stops. I remember seeing a video where there was a Jewish man who was in his wheelchair, and I believe it was Iran. And three Iranians, they were Muslims, wanted to send the message that they will not have Jewish people in their vicinity. And so what they did is they actually took the man, the Jewish man that was in a wheelchair, and they pushed him into the water off the ship, the cruise ship, into the water. Did you know that Ronald Reagan sent our F-16s over immediately, and they immediately delivered up the murderers under the guise of Allah? You see how this all stops, friends? When you don't tolerate it anymore. And I'm talking about lawfully. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I just may finish this up in this up-and-coming segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. I do it all the time, and I am so sorry. I am so sorry. But you know what? The fact of the matter is this is what's important right now, and I'm going to stay the course here. I will hit it off first thing tomorrow. You are so heavenly minded, Bradley. You're no earthly good. Can you show me that in Scripture? I didn't think so. We'll pick that up tomorrow. I want to finish this off because, again, I believe it's this... It's very pertinent as to what's going on in the United States of America, friends. This is craziness. But I started the show off today sharing some audio with you with Nadia Muhammad, who won office here in the state of Minnesota. She gives her victory speech in Arabic. And I want you to understand how this is working. The media is silent as they colonize, as they're drawn in by your said representatives on your tax dollars through an unconstitutional system called welfare. You can also say Cloward Piven. It doesn't matter. It's the system that wants to, it's a system of overloading that breaks the current system in which we have, okay? And welfare is doing that, friends. You're being depleted of your hard-earned dollars, and your said representatives are reallocating your tax dollars to give to these people so they can colonize under your noses and win office, and this is what's happening through perfect judgment. It's the hand of God. It's the finger of God. And far be it from me ever, friends, to be guilty of fighting against God's judgment. But it is my job in the process of being and going through judgment as we are in America today is to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. It's to blow the trumpet, and it's exactly what I'm doing. And this is a mercy of God to continuously warn the people to wake up. And it's not a tactic to get you to return to your God in the sense of a diabolical fear. It may be at first, but at the end of the day, friends, you want a Savior, I'm telling you what, you better get your eyes off the man in the People's White House because he's definitely not a part of the answer. He's definitely a part of the global issue in which we have today. He is a globalist, and I can prove it time and time again. Final segment, Muslim mosques, military bases in America, just highlighting what's going on concerning the religion of peace. The media wants you to believe that this is the religion of peace. But yet they're not here to assimilate. They're here to overthrow. They're here to conquer. And it's exactly what they're doing today in America. And they are not being lawfully dealt with by the current administration or the DOJ. No. This administration does nothing but more than just, slap them down. Call them names. Not realizing that he is to Article 2, Section 2, I believe. It's his job to faithfully execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Okay? And again, that is not what's happening in the United States of America. And the Constitution is the law of the land, not Sharia law. Article 6, Section 2. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But again, to get caught up as to where we're at and to bring this to a consummation, let's go ahead and just finish this out. 2015, San Bernardino, California. A very religious Muslim shoots up a Christmas party with his wife, leaving 14 dead. By the way, eyewitnesses said there was 3 shooters in black during that false flag attack. Folks, keep in mind, history teaches us that they send in the brown shirts to do the killing, and then they blame their patsies. They create their patsies. That's exactly right. And if you think I'm kidding, again, go back to, speaking of the religion of peace, the Muslim compound that was found and exposed, where they were training up 13 young people with AK-47s, training them to go into public school to commit jihad, to kill and slaughter as many teenagers as they possibly could. Well, they were found out. And remember that little boy that was dead, and they found it was heavily armed, and they also found tunnels throughout that Muslim compound out in New Mexico there. Do you remember when it was exposed, friends, how all of a sudden the Federal Bureau of Investigation came in and tore it down and destroyed all evidence? Yeah, that's what's going on in your country today, just so you know. Okay, and I know how they try to put themselves up as the good guys. Also, keep in mind they work and operate in levels, friends. They compartmentalize operations. So I'm saying that not everybody in the FBI is bad. But I am saying that the hierarchies, friends, and the FBI know exactly what they're doing. If that wasn't the case, what about James Comey? Oh, by the way, just for those that didn't know, friends, he's out on his book tour making millions of dollars. And you are under the delusion, or the illusion, should I say, that this administration was going to actually indict him and charge him for his crimes. No, it's just all charades. These are all clowns in the circus of politics, friends. Nothing more, nothing less. And if it wasn't true, where's the justice? Nobody can answer that. You just want to call me names, and you just want to cap on me and send me emails and tell me I need to look at the cup as being half full rather than half empty. And we got to see the positivism of this current administration. You got to be out of your mind. I shared with you last week, friends, when a cop is patrolling the streets, he doesn't pull over the cars that are abiding by the laws of the land, telling them how good of a job they're doing. No, he pulls over the ones that are violating the law. And it's exactly what I'm doing right now. If you want peace, then enforce the law. Period. Let's go over to 2016-0107, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A man shoots a police officer 3 times in the name of Islam. You can actually watch the video of that one, friends. The cop lived amazingly. But he just walks up. He's all of his imam garb on. And he walks up with a handgun and just starts unloading right. As he's walking up to the police officer, he unloads right into the cop. This is the religion of peace, friends. Religion of peace. Orlando, Florida, 2016, 6-3, June 13th. An Islamic extremist massacres 49 people at a gay nightclub. Well, outside of the fact that there was false flags there too, friends, I do want you to keep in mind, they had help is what I'm saying. What I'm saying here, it's interesting to note that the Muslims were zeroing in on the homosexual bar, the sodomite bar, but it's interesting how you can see signs where the gays are now holding up signs talking about queer Muslims. And they operate in the same fashion. What you gave a green light to concerning the gay lobby and the homosexual agenda, the sodomite agenda, God calls an abomination. You call it mercy. You're wrong and the Lord is right. And there's a reason it's a felony in every state in the United States of America. But there you have it, homosexuals, sodomites. The Muslims are calling for your execution. If that wasn't a prime example, I don't know what was or what is. 2016, 08, 20. Roanoke, Virginia. A man and a woman are stabbed maliciously by a radicalized man yelling praises to Allah. You can't make it up. 2016, Columbus, Ohio. 0211, four people at a Christian-owned restaurant with an Israeli flag are slashed by a Muslim welding machete yelling Allahu Akbar. Excuse me. Religion of peace, friends. They want you to believe it's the religion of peace. And those that want to demonize and make me their patsy, they're calling me. Bradley Dean is demonizing the Muslims to unite the right. Nope, I'm using the law to expose the crime. And by the way, that law, it keeps you safe too, stupid, over there that are writing articles like that. That law that I'm magnifying protects you too. Think before you stick both feet in your mouth. But apparently you haven't done that, so I'm trying to help you do that on national radio right now. So, 2016, 11/28. Oh my gosh. A Muslim immigrant goes on a stabbing rampage after expressing his desire to kill infidels, unbelievers. I read the Quran for you in part a little bit ago. 2017, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 0106, a convert to Islam guns down five innocents in the baggage claim area of an airport. This all in America, friends, by the religion of peace. Okay. Denver, Colorado, 2017, 0131. A pastor working as a security guard is shot to death at a transit office by a radicalized Muslim, all coming to you exclusively from those that are winning office in America today. Okay? Well, 2017, 0519, Tampa Bay, Florida. A recent convert shoots two people to death for disrespecting Islam. In other words, for exposing them for who they are. We have 2017, 10/31, October 31st, a radicalized migrant runs down eight innocent people on a bike path while praising Allah. And just think, friends, of how many of these crimes have you heard of? Question mark. This is what you need to see. Because the CIA-controlled media is blacking out the crimes of those that are here to subvert, to conquer, and to kill the infidels. And by the way, I just showed you a whole basket of fruit coming directly from the followers of Allah. Okay? Say what you will, but the law exposes them for what they're doing in America, and the media is silent. The media is complicit, and they're giving cover to those that are committing crimes against we the people. Hey, by the way, brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Ilhan Omar on Bernie Sanders. I'm beyond honored and excited for a president who will fight against Western imperialism. How many crimes does this lady, this devil, need to commit before she's actually impeached and indicted? Just curious. But, you know, as long as you're calling her names, I guess.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.